The voice of a generation, from news to pop culture and everything in between. This is Youth Radio This Week. I'm Maya Cueva, and welcome to this week's Youth Radio podcast. As our listeners know, Youth Radio's main headquarters are located in Oakland, California, the same place where a fire at an artist's warehouse killed over 36 people, marking it one of the worst disasters in the city's history. For many of Oakland's artists, the tragedy has gotten them thinking about the safety of their own spaces and how safety has always been a concern for Oakland youth, even way before this fire. With Oakland's rent costs rising, where is it safe for youth that have always been here? Youth Radio's Brandon McFarland interviewed several artists in Oakland at the Oakland Terminal, an art space in West Oakland, on their thoughts on the aftermath of the fire.
My name's Chris. I don't make art too much, but I sometimes make videos, and I'm part of YK La Familia, online publication and creative collective out of the Bay. When I woke up in the morning, or the next day, my mom was blowing up my phone. So I was trying to figure out, what the details were and, if anyone I knew was there.
My name's Vanessa, and I'm a visual artist and an art curator.
My name's Amina, and I'm also a visual artist, photography, painting.
Similarly, in the morning, Amina and I were actually out of town.
Yeah, we were out of town. My heart dropped. I have an art space as well that, I crash at sometimes. And it was 10 blocks away from there. And my first thought was oh my God, that could have easily been me or, my space.
My name is Wala. I'm a recording artist and musician from Richmond, California, Bay Area. I remember hearing the news, I think before there was actual news. So it's probably 2 o'clock in the morning when I got a text letting me know that one of my friends didn't come home. There's no feeling departing and saying, literally telling somebody to be safe and then them not going to somewhere where that was a guarantee, you know what I'm saying?
I think for us, safety is just always a concern. Do we have our permits, to even have the event? Do we, can we have sound? Can we have, are we even allowed to be here? Because, that's what it came down to. This place is kind of they're kind of just piecing stuff together, which, a lot of artists have to do to get by.
I'm sure the 30 or 40 people that lived in that space or whatever the case is, they built things on their own means because they wanted to have that. In the same sense, they were only thinking of them. And when you open it to a bigger space, these are things that people need to know. What is an exit? Is there an exit? These are things that people need to know. There's sprinklers, there's whatever.
There's lots of economic and financial opportunity for businesses and building owners, and we've seen it. And so this is just a reflection. It's mirroring to us what the future holds and what is happening and what is going to keep happening unless we do something about this economic crisis that displaces a city's people and puts them in a position where it's fight or flight, and they want to stay. This is our home, this is their home. They want to stay, so they're going to do everything in their power to stay and do what they can for their people. And, if that means DIY, then they're going to DIY.
Who owns the galleries, right? There's very few that are owned by people of color in Oakland or, in the Bay Area as a whole. So when you walk into these spaces, that's why they turn their head to us,
I just feel the same thing. I know as a person of color growing up in the Bay Area, in areas where it's predominantly only people of color, I have friends that won't leave the neighborhood and go to these places because there's too many people outside. The fear of might seeing somebody else that they might not like, or the police being out there consistently, or any of these things. Just the travel for some people is too much. And this solidifies that. I have people that can hit me and be like, yeah, man, that's crazy. This is why I stay out the way. When it's people literally here trying to make a way.
So, with the terminal, I definitely, learned about, having, physical security and, pat-downs and things like that. And then working with Feels for the last fields, there's like a lot of problems with American Soul Studios about like fire hazards, and we had trouble. We couldn't do everything we wanted to do because of like these fire hazards, and like we were just kind of like, oh, this is so annoying. Like, why does the fire marshal have to be here? Like, why does it matter if like they can't exit out this door, you know? And just like now understanding the importance of those things, and I always want like people to be safe.
Tragedy somehow, you know, brings people together, and at the same time it, you know, tears people apart. So I mean, it's up to us to kind of figure out what side we want to teeter on, and what ways we can heal from this, because, you know, we all have to do it at our own time, on our own time.
It is gut-wrenching, and a lot of us don't know how to react, but I also feel a certain sense of wanting to remain grounded in what we're doing, and it makes me want to continue pushing forward and make a stand for ourselves, because we're a voice that needs to be heard.
Our friends at Youth Radio are part of the music and art scene in Oakland, and they've been thinking about the lives lost in the Ghost Ship Warehouse fire. Many of the people who came for the concert that night were up-and-coming electronic music artists themselves. Some of them are still unaccounted for. Some of them are gone. We have music from these artists that we wanted to share with you so that we can keep their memory alive. Of Johnny Egaz, who goes by Nacht, Cash Askew, who was part of a band named Them Are Us Too, and Chelsea Faith, who goes by Trushi. Travis Hoff is also part of this lineup, and he was part of a band called Ghost of Lightning. They were all electronic music artists in Oakland. We hope that they can continue to live on through their music, and our thoughts and prayers go out to their friends and family. That's it for Youth Radio this week. Thanks for listening. If you like this, please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from. Once again, I'm Maya Cueva.